This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
How do you feel about disciplining somebody else's kid? Or, if you're a parent, how do you feel about somebody disciplining your kid? I feel like question one is easy. Question two is a little harder. You can call or text us during this at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And the reason we're getting into this is not because of me or Katie, the two parents on the show. It's because of Kevin.
Yeah, because I don't have any kids.
Right.
But all my friends have kids, and they think they're... I'm an adult, so I don't want to yell at them. So yeah. I feel weird when I tell them to respect my boundaries.
Okay, could you have an example?
Well, like when they would be like making fun of my face and stuff.
Like your acne scars? Okay.
They're like, oh, your face is so dirty and stuff. I was like, that's not nice to say. And then they just keep like saying it. I'm just like, I already told you once.
Yeah.
And then they just keep going. So I don't know if it was the right... to like yell at them.
What do you think about that?
I think if a kid is being unkind, I think that there's nothing wrong with saying that's not a very nice thing to say. If the kid keeps pushing it, is the parent around?
Yeah.
Okay, so if the parent is around, I would then address the parent. If the kid is continually doing something unkind or saying something unkind, then I would turn to the parent and be like, we've got a problem here.
But as an adult, you don't think I should just teach the kid himself?
I think the first time saying that's not very nice, that hurts my feelings, is okay. What do you think?
Well, we got an interesting text message. We had this text message into 909-1065. I'm a teacher. Disciplining other people's children, it's a tricky subject for me. I do it all day for work, but once I leave work, I know it's no longer my place. I definitely feel the urge to do it, though.
Sure.
Especially when correcting and redirecting behavior is a big part of my job. The person who sent that, by the way, I met them last night in Lincoln. Hello, hello. It was really nice to meet you. I think that's actually a really interesting point. I think that if it's your relative, have at it.
Oh, if it's your relative,
like
fair game.
I don't discipline my niece, but like I talk to her sternly.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, and it's because I know that like her dad doesn't. And I'm not saying that as a criticism of him. He's wonderful. He's like the dad from Bluey. I'm not.
Yeah.
So like this, and she's an only child. So like she thinks that like, you know, well, oh, Gavin's home or, you know, or there's an adult in the room. I want to play right now. And this is how I want to play. If I'm not feeling it, the answer is no.
But that's not disciplining.
It kind of is when I see them going through the pantry trying to find some food. I said, no. Hey, everybody out. Everybody out of the pantry. This is not snack time. As long as you're not swearing, as long as you're not yelling or like making mean eyes.
Right.
I feel like you're doing okay. Now, when it comes to like my kids, though, I'm fine with all of that. You lay a finger on my kid.
I
mean, I'm not talking obviously about hitting. No, I'm not talking about that.
You mean like even grabbing them?
Even grabbing my kid or moving them somewhere or something like that. Don't touch my kid for any reason.
Yeah, totally agree.
So don't touch these kids, Kevin.
I'm not touching nobody.
But the whole respecting your elders thing.
Right, because I'm an elder now.
That's something that I don't think comes automatically necessarily. Just because I'm older than you, like that seems kind of
Oh, I disagree with
silly.
That completely.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just just how I think I was raised.
If I am the adult in the room, if there's not automatic respect, then it means that there isn't automatic listening to you.
But automatic respect, the opposite of respect is not disrespect. It's just like indifference. Like I can treat people here at work disrespectfully, and that is a problem. But I can also treat them with indifference, and that's not respect. Like
if I'm telling a kid to do something and I'm the adult in the room, and they treat me with indifference,
so that's
not okay to me.
So,
I am the grown up.
Let me ask you a question. If you tell a kid to do something, not your kid.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're talking about disciplining other people's kids. Okay.
Yeah.
So you tell a kid not to do something, and they don't do it, but they ask why.
I can explain it.
Oh, see, to me, that's fine.
See, there's a difference between wondering and having curiosity about why to me and questioning me.
Well, is it genuine curiosity, or are they just being a kid being like, why?
Well, then in that case, I think that's disrespectful. The issue that I have with other people disciplining my kids is one of my kids is very sensitive to tone.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got to watch that.
Yeah.
And the kid of yours that's sensitive to tone, I think I've popped her off a little bit with my tone at times.
I'm sure both of us have,
Which I don't mean to. It's just...
She just doesn't know how to take it.
What are your thoughts on this, though? Keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.